Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bob Murray, who is the Vice President of Economic Affairs with McGraw-Hill. Bob, I appreciate you being with us. We actually spoke in Washington about this time last year. A lot of our listeners enjoyed what you had to talk about. Every year, you come out with a publication called Construction Outlook, and it takes a look at the current year and also the forecast for 2011. Actually, a little bit better news. When we talked in Washington last year, we thought that 10 was going to be good news, and actually, construction spending, that's primarily what you look at, new construction spending, it went down. It went from 420 down to 411, didn't it?
Yeah, and just, you know, as a point of clarification, what we actually forecast would be construction starts, which would be a leading indicator of construction spending.
Okay.
And our current estimate for construction starts for 2010 is, again, you have the number right, $411 billion,
mm-hmm.
and down 2%.
Right.
And basically, the broad pattern that we were expecting did play out, but, I mean, essentially, single-family housing did seem to be in recovery mode, but then it stalled in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
The downturn for commercial building turned out to be steeper than what we had estimated. Institutional building, meaning schools, hospitals, and convention centers and the like, took a hit as a result of the diminished fiscal health of state and localities. And the kind of for total construction, which I don't necessarily affects flooring per se, but mm-hmm. the public works sector, which we had expected to have a boost from the Stimulus Act, did show some increase for highways and bridges, but other parts of the public works sector lost momentum, and as a result, total construction starts in 2010. The current estimate is down 2%.
Right, 2%. But actually, and this is what I want to talk about, your outlook for 2011 has that figure going up to 445, which is up 8%, right?
That is correct. We do have an increase for single-family housing in dollar terms, up 27%, which corresponds to a 25% increase in units.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think people could get perhaps a little bit too, I guess, focused on the percent increase. It's still a very low level of activity. And the expectation there is that with the moves taken by the Federal Reserve, mortgage rates are going to continue to slip further. You know, hopefully the foreclosure mess that we've experienced this fall can be contained, but that's a big unknown. And really, in the case of commercial building, it's just gotten so low that it really can't get much lower.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are looking for some modest increases for the commercial sector in a few places next year.
Right. And let me highlight some interesting things. I was looking at that chart you have in your outlook toward the front. And just to put everything in perspective, in 2005, just looking at single-family housing, which is pretty important, it grew and it peaked out at $315 billion and then went down 14% and then down 26%. In 2008, it went down 39%. In 2009, 23% drop. And then finally, just a little bit of growth, up 6% in 10, and then you're projecting an outlook of 27% for single family.
That's right. And that's in line with other forecasters, although we're, I think, a little bit more conservative than what we've seen elsewhere. There are some projections for 30 or even 40%. I mean, certainly there's a lot of demographic demand for single family housing at this point, but, you know, you still have the overhang of foreclosed homes, which in that process is still working its way through. You know, even though mortgage rates are low, credit availability is still limited, and so it's going to be kind of a tough slog getting back up. And we really don't see single-family housing getting back to what would be perhaps a more suitable level in terms of demographic demand for another perhaps 3 to 4 years.
Right, right. And one of the things you talked about last year was about household formation, and
right.
it's you know, it's normal pace, and then it's kind of anemic pace now. Why don't you give us an update on that?
Well, I mean, certainly household formation has taken a hit in terms of the current recession. I mean, overall, I think when one looks at household formation and the impact on housing, you try to look at, you know, period over several years. And it's generally believed that household formation would call for a level of total housing starts on the order of 1.5 to 1.6 million per year. I mean, we are well below that. You know, essentially, in terms of total housing starts, this year we're going to be below 600,000 units. And next year the forecast is for 735,000 units, which is still below a million. and of course well below the 1.5 to 1.6 million, which demographic demand would suggest is the long-term rate. And if you assume, let's say, maybe 300 to 400 for multifamily housing, I mean, that would suggest that singles should get up to somewhere around 1.1 to 1.2 million units. And this year at around 450,000 by our estimate, and also next year at 565,000, you know, it's 25% gain, but it's still substantially below what demographic demand would suggest is a more suitable level.
Well, it makes sense, though, that we absorb the inventory. And I think in part of your outlook, I read it last night, you were talking about, you know, existing home sales. We have almost a 12-month inventory at the current rate of sale, right?
The existing home inventory still continues to be quite strong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's talk about commercial buildings. Again, that was a situation that actually ran positive all the way through 07, and then started to drop off in 08, down 19%, then 09, dropped 43%, and then 10, your projection is it's going to drop another 17, but then in 11, you think it's going to come back and grow 16%, right?
16, and again, I wouldn't get too excited about a 16% rate of growth. You know, areas that might be showing some hope relative to, let's say, the very depressed levels that we've seen in 2009 and 2010 would be, you know, retail construction, surprisingly enough. The alterations component of store construction has held up pretty well. I believe it's only fallen about 4% over the past year compared to a decline of greater than 50% if you just look at new and additions. The competitive retail landscape we expect to lead to some further emphasis on reformatting of retail projects, but I'd like to emphasize that the level of construction is still way, way below what was the peak levels back in the 2005 through 2007 period. Hotels, revenue per available room, has turned positive, which I think sets the stage for alteration work picking up, but new construction, we don't see much in the way of improvement there. Kind of the interesting call would be office buildings, because in that situation you have, you know, essentially a fairly substantial inventory of office space still out there. Vacancy rates remain high. And I think there is concern that a number of these properties are going to be seeing their mortgages called. Will sufficient measures be put through to avoid mass foreclosures of commercial properties? We expect that there will be what is termed some extend and pretend provisions, meaning more or less delay the day of reckoning, as hoping that market fundamentals will improve so that the collapse of, or the situation with commercial building will not mirror what we saw for single-family housing. But, you know, there certainly is a risk out there.
Yeah, and I think most everybody understands the difference between residential and commercial with that whole mortgage situation is that these commercial loans are usually in 5 or 10-year increments. And they don't cover the whole value of what's owed on the property. They just have to be renegotiated.
Renegotiated, yeah, and right. One of the problems with the renegotiation has been essentially the value of the property has fallen. To have another wave of the financial crisis, you know, that would certainly send the economy tumbling back down once again, and, you know, our expectation is that steps will be taken to avoid that.
Yeah, and let's talk about the economy real quick, because as I looked at your report and I was encouraged by the construction start numbers all being positive with some minor exceptions, the economy, again, you know, this year growth of 2.6% for the year, and for 11, your call is that economy is going to be about the same, a growth of about 2.5%. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, more or less, we're expecting the economy to, you know, kind of stumble along. The key is employment growth, and certainly, I think, in the current situation, employers are very hesitant about adding to their staff based on, you know, what is going to be demand down the road. I think as, you know, we continue to see sort of this muddling along process without falling back into recession, it's going to help employers say, yes, if you want to keep on growing, you're going to have to invest, whether it's in new plant or invest in new workers. Because corporate profits in general have been relatively positive, and at some point the pressure to add to staff or add to plant will kick in. I mean, certainly it's not something we're seeing in the current situation, but perhaps by the time you get to mid-2011, we'll be seeing more of that.
Right. Okay. So, kind of in summary, the economy still kind of bumps along. We're definitely at the bottom 11, though. When you start looking at your chart, basically every sector is in positive with the exception of institutional and public works and electric utilities. Looks like 11 is going to be a little better than 10 was.
A little bit better, and the key, I think, in the immediate sense would be the alterations component of many of these project types, whether it's single-family housing or commercial building or also the institutional building sector, will be certainly holding up better in the near term relative to new construction.
Okay. If somebody's interested in getting this publication, the Construction Outlook by McGraw-Hill, how do they find it?
I think probably the best way would be to go to our website, which is www.construction.com, and there the Outlook, it's, you know, certainly one could find the proper place to click on, so to speak, and one could purchase the Outlook.
Okay. One of the reasons that you guys are so well tuned in to what's going on is because you are the company that's been doing the Dodge Reports for so many years, and you track all these projects, right?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, one of the differentiating elements in terms of, you know, what we do as far as tracking the industry, and that it's based off of actual projects as opposed to statistical estimations. You know, if you're talking about apartments or if you're talking about commercial building or the institutional building sector. Yeah, I mean, we have a network of reporters that has pretty much been, you know, watching what has been going on in the industry, both in good times and bad. And that sort of level of specific information, I think, does, you know, help in terms of, you know, really getting a sense of where the industry is heading.
Yeah. Well, again, we've been talking to Bob Murray, who's Vice President of Economic Affairs with McGraw-Hill, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.